Good evening and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke with you for the next 90 minutes of music from, Roots music, Branches music, and beyond. This is not Spider-Man, just in case you were wondering. While that is the Spider-Man theme, this is the Alison Brown Quartet. And we'll let them continue and sort of mining that Spider-Man theme in a kind of a bluegrass jazz way. And I'll talk to you in a moment about what we're going to listen to this evening. You're listening to 100.1 FM, CKBB, or Voice of Bombay, 95.9. This is Alison Brown Quartet. Yes, in the end, they do return to the Spider-Man theme. That is the Alison Brown Quartet. You're here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Alison was born in Connecticut, learned to play the guitar at 8 and the banjo at 10. And when she was 12, she met fiddler Stuart Duncan. I don't know if you know anything about bluegrass music, but Stuart Duncan has certainly been around the bluegrass scene for quite a long time. When she was 12, she met Stuart, and then shortly after, she spent a summer touring the country with Duncan and his father, playing at festivals and concerts. She won first place in the banjo at the Canadian National Banjo Championships, and that got her, one of her prizes was a night at the Grand Ole Opry. And, of course, the rest is history, as they say. So, though in the meantime, she wasn't quite sure if the banjo would work out, because you know how it is with parents advising their children about, so you want to devote your life to the banjo, well, maybe you should think about some college, So she went to Harvard University, of all places, studied history and literature, and then she went to UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles, and got an MBA. So she was all set for the banjo not to work out, but it did work out. And 20-some years ago, she founded, along with her husband, founded a record company called Compass Records. And it's one of those labels that if I see in a store somewhere, or a used store or whatever, and I see a CD that has been released on Compass Records, I pretty much can count on the fact that it's going to be good music. It's one of the finest and most respected bluegrass and folk and Celtic Americana labels that's on the go today, and I'd advise that you can trust it as well. Anyway, she doesn't so much play the banjo as she makes the banjo sing, and part of that is the modifications she's made in the banjo, her own banjo. It sort of mutes the harsher overtones and the extraneous noises and so on. But as you can see from that track, which was the Spider-Man theme, she clearly moves into jazz very, very comfortably. Welcome to tonight. We are going to play a variety of music, as well as some new and some old. And so that's kind of the theme for tonight, new and old. But we'll start with a bit of new music. This is from a band called Frigg, F-R-I-G-G. And they're a band from Finland. They've had members from other parts of Scandinavia, but right now they're all Finnish, as they say. They play contemporary folk music. The name Frigg comes from the name from the goddess of Germanic mythology, Frigg. So if you do say Frigg, like sometimes people say that, you're taking the name of a German goddess in vain. And I'm not sure how that will affect your life outcomes, but you decide. But anyway, Frigg the band, not the curse word, Frigg combines Nordic tradition and Americana in their music. It's a sort of a unique way. It's been described occasionally in the music press as Nordgrass, so it sort of reflects the band's bluegrass influences. But there's seven members, and they play fiddles and guitar, cittern, mandolin, double bass. They've released 8 albums in their time together. And their last album, Frost on Fiddles, is the one I'm going to play. It just was released this past year in 2017, a new release. It won them the Border Breaking Act of the Year at the first Finnish Ethno Gala. So Music Finland decided to have this a gala, and they called it the Finnish Ethno Gala. It's cool, right? Ethno Gala. Maybe we could have one here. Anyway, they ended up as a Border Breaking Act. So they've been around for like a long time. They've got 8 CDs out, and they're still considered a breaking act. Yeah, go figure. This is Frigg. We'll be right back. And that is a band called Frigg. And that was a track there that was called, if I find it, yes, Chris Stout's Compliments to the Bon Accord Alehouse. And it was from a CD that was just released this past year called Frost on Fiddles. So, I guess it had a sort of a theme related to winter. Next up, we have a band from originally a gypsy swing band from Quebec. And they're called Les Filles Canouches, which has some kind of a rude meaning related to small dogs in France. Anyways, they were formed in 2005. And a couple of members got together, and they sort of loved the gypsy swing kind of sound. And so they got a couple of other people together, and they proposed that let's form a band called Les Filles Canouches. And so they formed one. And they do gypsy swing and music from the East. They were noticed during they played a few prestigious festivals in Europe, in Vienna and places like that, Bourges and so on. And so they became quite well-known and have done actually 4 CDs since then. And they only became professional in 2008. So, well, now it's like 10 years that they've been working together. And they recorded their 4th album back in 2017. And they kind of follow the Django Reinhardt theme in a way. And Piazzolla, Astor Piazzolla, if you know his work in terms of the tango and so on in South America. That's the sort of music that they play. They blur the musical and temporal boundaries for the pure pleasure of playing gypsy swing. So this is a recent release. Again, the CD is called La Fasciculation. And I'm sure there's kind of a trick on words there that is well beyond me in terms of my lack of French abilities and so on. They're also a very trusting band, I would say, because I heard about them. I read a review somewhere, and I looked them up, and I couldn't really find a way to purchase a CD from them because they're in Europe, and sometimes it's very difficult, even in spite of the fact that we've got this web, World Wide Web, and so on. So finally, I found that you could send it like some sort of international money order, which would cost me like $30 to get, and it's not worth it. So I emailed them. I said, I'd like to get one of your CDs, but I just don't know how I can order it and pay for it here in Canada, here in Newfoundland, Labrador. So the email I got back within hours, whatever, I said, okay, we put it in the mail for you. We'll figure it out. So, I mean, you gotta like bands like that, that if somebody's interested in their music, they want to get it out to them. And people who are interested in their music are of a certain kind of ilk that they'll probably pay you in the end. And I did, don't worry. Yeah, it didn't rip them off or anything. But it all worked out, and we figured a way, and somehow, PayPal came to the rescue. Whatever it was, it came to the rescue. Anyway, this is Les Filles Canouches, and it's kind of an interesting band out of France. Hope you enjoy it. This is a new release. Thank you. And that is Les Filles Quenouches from France, and something from their CD called La Fasciculation Hernie Fiscale, I think is the name of the track that we listened to. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, some music from here and there, and music of old and new. So those were a couple of new tracks that we played, just fairly recently released. And let's do some old material now to start off, some old blues. And we'll start off with a guy called Henry Thomas. And he was born in the 1870, something like that, died, who knows, like 1930 or maybe 1950. It's a little bit of a question mark. But he was an American country blues singer, wrote some songs. He was a musician. He had a brief recording career in the late 1920s, which has been very influential. He was often billed as Ragtime Texas, and his style of playing became known as Texas Blues Guitar. And while it might sound familiar to you if you've been around blues and, you know, sort of folkish music, you have to remember that this was recorded in 1928. This is like the first recording of this sort of style, and he was one of the originators of that style. He was born into a family of freed slaves in Big Sandy, Texas, in some, you know, maybe 1874 or something like that. He began traveling the Texas railroad lines as a hobo after leaving home in his teens, and he eventually earned his way as an itinerant songster, entertaining local populaces, and he also entertained railroad employees, which is very wise if you're going to be a hobo on the railroads, is, you know, keep the staff happy, and maybe you'll have fewer problems. He recorded 24 sides. It's sort of an old term, but anyway, for Vocalion Records. Between 1927 and 1929, in around there, just a couple of years of recording, and 23 of the 24 were released. And they were different reels, so those are gospel songs, so reels mean tunes, is a 4-4 time, tunes in 4-4, gospel songs, minstrel songs, ragtime numbers, blues, and so on. And he played guitar, he sang, but he also accompanied himself on quills. Now, quills are, you think of porcupines as having quills, but quills are a folk instrument. They were usually made from cane reeds, and they sounded familiar to sort of the panpipes or zampona that are played by musicians in Peru and Bolivia and so on. So that's what you'll hear in this track as well. You'll hear some quills. And his guitar style was probably derived from banjo playing styles of African Americans from through the 1800s and early 1900s. We don't know a lot about his life after 1929, after the recording stopped. It hasn't really been chronicled. It's assumed that he died in about 1930, but there was a guy, a blues researcher, who said that he saw a man in Houston in 1949 who looked like Thomas. You know, so maybe he lived another 20 years, who knows. But most biographers say he died in 1930, who was, you know, he was about in his mid-50s at that point. And his legacy has been sustained by his songs, so they were revived by musicians beginning in the 1960s. So the first one that was really revived, interesting here, but hold, you stay with me, I'm going to get to music eventually, was a song that he recorded, one of his 24 sides, called Honey, Won't You Allow Me One More Chance? And it was reinterpreted by none other than Bob Dylan. And on Bob Dylan's album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, he recorded it, put it out in 1963. If you've got it at home, take it out after the show and listen to it. And the title is Honey, Just Allow Me One More Chance. And so Dylan, he was probably introduced to Thomas through Harry Smith's compilation. Harry Smith was an early folklorist in the United States. He did his compilation called The Anthology of American Folk Music, which has a, you know, is a very important anthology, you know, for the folk scare of the 1960s and 70s and beyond. But it included two of Thomas's songs, Old Country Stomp and Fish and Blues and so on. But anyway, Dylan reworked the melody of this, and he almost totally rewrote the lyrics, but he credited Thomas as a co-writer on his album Freewheelin'. So look it up. If you've got it at home, look it up. So this is a credit to Henry Thomas and, you know, Henry Thomas and Bob Dylan. Henry Thomas, who died in 1930 or 1950 or who knows. Anyway, the other song that became very popular, which is the one that I'll play, his song called Fishing Blues. It was recorded then later in the 1960s, the mid-60s, by Love and Spoonful, and it was on their hit debut album, Do You Believe in Magic? And the song was recorded then by Taj Mahal later in the 1960s for one of his albums. And he's released it ever since. And Nitty Gritty Dirt Band covered it as well on their Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 3, the thing that they did and so on. But it's been recorded by a lot of people. Fishing Blues is a blues song. It was first recorded in 1928. I'm going to play it just in a moment. And the song ostensibly describes the pleasures of catching and cooking and eating your own fish. In particular, catfish, not codfish like what we do here, but catfish. So this is old music, and it's important old music in a way because it kind of hung around, and that's the beauty of the folk tradition. After that, we'll hear from Willie Harris, and he's it's the entire opposite. I know nothing about Willie Harris. I couldn't find anything about him. I got a track of him, but I don't know anything about who he is. But this is the nature of the folk tradition. Sometimes we remember some people and some people are known, but some people we don't. So Willie Harris, who knows? He recorded this in about 1930. The song is called Never Drive a Stranger from Your Door. And by gosh, that's an important lesson to learn, I think, for anybody at any time. Anyway, let's start off with a couple of tracks. These are old blues tracks. This is Henry Thomas and Fishin' Blues. A few pops and scratches, don't worry, it's old.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard barn, got me a hook, fished that line right on that hook. Said you've been fishing all the time, I'm a going fishing too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fishing you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something of a legendary. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. I'm a going fishing too.
Never drive a stranger from your door. Never drive a stranger from your door. If he come to your home, got no place to go, bring him down a pallet on your floor. make me down a pallet on your old floor. Make me down a pallet on your old floor. Make it soft and low, right behind your door. Make it where your husband never knows. What make I love my baby so? What make I love my baby so? Tell me what make I love my baby so? She make $5 and she give me $4. Honey, babe, I certainly do love you. Honey, baby, I certainly do love you. Honey, baby, I certainly do love you. I don't like that low-down way you do. Never drive a stranger from your door. Never drive a stranger from your door. If I come to your home, got no place to go. Lay me down a pallet on your floor.
And that is a song called Never Drive a Stranger from Your Door. That was Willie Harris. Recorded back in 1930. He was listening to some music of old at the moment. Before that, Henry Thomas and the Fishing Blues. And recorded in 1928. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond at 100.1 CKVB, Bay of Islands Radio. Or at Voice of Bombay 95.9 in Norris Point. So that was certainly music of roots, and so we're going to head off into something slightly different, but also kind of related to roots. Canada is a country that is, its history is well defined and well collected in song, and one of the individuals who's been responsible for this in a certain part of the country is Rodney Brown, and he was part of that first wave of songwriters back in the 1960s and 1970s, along with Stan Rogers and Mary McLaughlin, Bruce Coburn, and so on, in the Central Canada region, to write songs about local history. And Brown played all the major Canadian festivals. He toured back and forth in the country. But he has a real sense of place in his songwriting. He lives and writes about where he lives, and that is in northwestern Ontario. He has about a 40-year career of songwriting, performing, recording. Mostly he writes about the region he comes from, and rather evocative pictures, of course, lots of good musicianship, skills of a veteran performer. He was born in Fort William, which now we know as Thunder Bay. If you want to figure out how to get there in an airplane, you have to can't put in Fort William anymore. And he plucked his first guitar strings when he was age 7, and he hasn't stopped since. His father was his teacher, country and western singer Mel Brown. And he paid his dues, Rodney paid his dues playing the bars and the pubs and the coffee houses all throughout northwestern Ontario, performing solo and with a mandolin player, Damon Dalbeck, and a bunch of bands, including the band called Whiskey Jack. I remember seeing Whiskey Jack back in the day, quite a while ago, you know, as they say. But they used to play the circuit in southern Ontario as well. Or parts of southern Ontario and northern Ontario. But I remember seeing them somewhere, New Dundee, I think. There was a great There was a great place there. And they were a fine band. I had a bunch of their albums that I bought because they were really good sort of country bluegrass. Not country, because I'm not really a country fan at all, I must say. But there was a bluegrass band, and old country, I guess. So he was part of that band. Anyway, he went a solo in about 1977. Released a bunch of albums since then. And in the 1980s, he started working with students, First Nation students. And he was really drawn to the joys of doing that. So he pretty much took that decade off and worked with students. I saw him a number of times at festivals, but he really didn't play festivals in the 80s very much. And he continued to write his own material, and he's back to doing more of his own songs as well. But one of the beauties of the fact that he spent the 80s working with First Nations youth, not only is the contribution that he made to the youth, the individuals who he worked with, contributions which are really not well celebrated, nor do we really know about them. And that's the thing about people who do good works, is that most of it we don't really see. It never gets to the attention, never gets on Twitter, it never gets on Facebook, all of that kind of stuff. Nor should it, really, in some ways. But apart from that as well, he made 3 children's albums during that time because he was working with kids all the time. So it was great. Anyway, so we're going to play something from Rodney Brown just because it's, you know, I really like this tradition of singing with songs, with, you know, names of communities where you grew up. I remember when I first, many, many years ago, I heard somebody sing a song, this guy, Richard Nechtel, he used to sing songs, write songs about where I grew up, that area. And he sang this song about a town not far from where I grew up, where there was a bunch of furniture factories. And he was singing this, and I thought, what is this? Like, he's singing a song about Hanover, Ontario. Like, what? Like, who does that? And I was just so impressed. Then afterwards, I thought, and, you know, pride of place and all that kind of stuff. Because everybody has pride of place, no matter where you're from. You should, anyway. But just that notion that you hear in a song the name of a town near which you grew up, that you used to go to as a kid and, you know, buy bubblegum and whatever else. I'm getting off track here. But anyways, with Rodney Brown, the kinds of things that he sings about are the stories of the area that he grew up in. And one of the big things about that area is, of course, the voyageurs who opened up the, you know, they were on canoes, of course, but they traded. They took goods in and they brought goods out, furs out and so on and so forth. And so this is a song called Voyageurs, and it's about these individuals at the height of the fur trade, the Nor'westers, as there were sometimes called. They had about 1,000 voyageurs. There's 1,000 guys who had these canoe brigades, and they carried trade goods and fur and so on and so forth. There were 2 different kinds. One were the Northmen, or they were called the Hivernauts, like hiver from winter, Hivernauts or Hivernauts. They were the strongest, they were proudest of them all, and they worked year-round. But then there were these other folks, these other guys, these other kind of, you know, posers or whatever, that were called the summer men, or they were called the mangeurs du lard, the eaters of pork, eaters of lard. And they would return to Lower Canada, or Upper Canada, whatever, but mostly Lower Canada. They would return every fall. And they wouldn't work in the wintertime because, of course, the wintertime is really the nasty time to be doing the whole portages and stuff like that. But anyway, so this is a song for not the eaters of lard, the pork eaters, but this is a song for the Hivernauts. May long they be remembered. This is Rodney Brown.
Above the St. Lawrence Rapids in a warehouse in the sheen, we loaded up 10,000 pounds and hauled it all away. 10,000 pounds hauled away in a Montreal canoe. The destination is Fort William for the Northwest Rendezvous. Voyageurs, nous sommes les voyageurs. Voyageurs, we are the voyageurs. 36 portages, and it'll take as many days before we reach St. Mary's River and Superior's northern shore. Paddle through the Ottawa to Lake Nipissing, the French River, the North Channel, and haul away again. Voyageurs, nous sommes les voyageurs. Voyageurs, we are voyageurs. dress so fine, they feed us beans and lard. They give us 3-point blankets to sleep under the stars. Life is kind and life is hard, but we show no misery. Working on a 3-year contract for the Northwest Company. Oh, yeah, sure. Pipe and dream of evenings in Boucher's canteen. Superior squalls and white-capped waves will not hold us at bay. Our hearts did long for drink and song as we left Sault Ste. Marie. Just 10 more days to paddle up that rugged North Country. Boy, your shirts, new song for sure. Boy, your shirts, new song for sure. Boy, your shirts. Like our grandfathers and soon our sons will be called the Northmen too. It's the wintering kind that face their fear with a paddle and a North canoe. Rapids when we can, or portage up the hills. 200 pounds upon our backs, haul away the bales. We'll build a fort, hunt and trade like all good Northmen do. Our spoilers are gathering for the Northwest rendezvous. Voyageurs, new song of voyageurs. Voyageurs, new song of voyageurs. Voyageurs.
That's Rodney Brown from an album called Big Lonely, The Big Lonely, which is Gros Morin, really, although he calls it The Big Lonely, called Voyageurs, a song of the folks who, the Hardy folks, who did a fair bit of trade back in the day in Fort William and beyond. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Speaking of beyond, my name's Ivan Emke. If you want to get in touch with me for any reason, you can just email me at ivan@boir.ca. That's the easiest of the email addresses that I have. It's the one that I check the least. But nevertheless, I will get to it someday. Next up, we have another new release. We're doing old and new releases. This is from Julie Fowlis. Julie is grew up in North Uist, an island in the Outer Hebrides. If you've looked at a map of Scotland closely, you'll notice that there's lots of islands in the north and the west and so on and so forth. But she grew up in Outer Hebrides, a Gaelic-speaking community. Her mother was from a family of fishermen and crofters. Crofters are very interesting. Well, it would take a whole show to talk about crofters in Scotland, but maybe someday I should. And they lived on a very remote island. There's lots of remote islands there as well. And her father was originally from mainland Scotland, but she grew up certainly in the Gaelic tradition, went to University of Strathclyde, studied the oboe and the English horn, but then went on to a Gaelic language college on the Isle of Skye to improve her Gaelic and to formally study traditional Scottish music. So in the last 10-12 years, she's released 4 albums, and she's become well-known because of her rather what's called her crystalline and intoxicating vocals. She's become known as a person to enchant audiences for the Scottish Gaelic repertoire and the music. She's been nominated for a number of BBC awards, which is important back in that country. She's a very warm and engaging performer, and she lives in Dingwall, Scotland. And her husband plays in a band with her, but he also plays in the band called Danu, which is an Irish traditional band. And Danu, while it's an Irish traditional band, a couple of the members live in Scotland, because it's kind of interesting how that all works out. But this is from her latest release, and this is an album called Alterum. And Julie Fallows tends to do really nice sort of ethereal kind of, well, a Lorena McKennitt kind of sound, I suppose, if you really must have those sorts of comparisons. And it started out as an album that she was going to do related to sort of the other worlds of Gaelic music, the mystical side. So she continued on that. But this is something which I'm not even about to try to translate or even read or pronounce in Gaelic. But I just know that this is from Julie Fowlis. It's from her latest CD. And it's a CD called Alterum. Hope you enjoy it. Julie Fallows from her latest CD that just came out last fall called Alterum. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and today we're doing old and new. So that was new, and now we go back to old. And this is a band called the Dipsy Doodlers. There was a movie called Dipsy Doodler, but this has nothing to do with that movie. That movie was from 1940 or something like that. The Dipsy Doodlers. Brian Johnston and Cy Brown were both big fans of country music, and they met in St. John's around 1950 in the Guards club rooms in St. John's. They began playing together. They did some performing. Brian left, as is the case, you know, back then and now, for Alberta for a job and a soft drinks company or something. He moved back to St. John's then as a sound technician with VOCM and then CJON and then finally CBN, which is CBC affiliate, back in the later 50s. And so Cy Brown was at CBN as well. He was working in sales. So they got together and they formed the Dipsy Doodlers. But they, you know, they had a long tradition already of playing together. And it was a country band. Brian was on guitar and vocals. Cy was on steel guitar. They added Danny Bohannon on lead guitar. And you'll hear some of his playing. He's quite stylish kind of player. He's very good. And Johnny Gamble on acoustic bass. They're both U.S. servicemen at Fort Pepperall there, which was in St. John's. And a guy, Don Randall, a local guy who on fiddle, a very good fiddle player. And they had this really smooth and professional sound. And they played at Pepperall, and they played at local nightclubs. And they wore this striking blue Western garb, which was ordered in by Behan, and it was especially ordered. And they really had an eye-catching presence on stage. If you ever get a chance to see any archival photographs of the Dipsy Doodlers, both of that phase as well as their later phase in Western Newfoundland and Cornbrook, they were pretty dynamic looking. And they were on, they had a weekly show on CJON-TV. But for their TV appearances, Brian had to be replaced on vocals with Joe English because CBC wouldn't allow an employee to appear on a competing station, which is why we don't have any CBC employees who work for CKVB, right? No, I don't know. Maybe that law has changed. I don't know. But in 1959, they released an album on the Rodeo label. It was recorded in one session at CBN Studios. And they also did a 45 apparently, which I heard about today, found out about. But they appeared on a CBC TV show called Talent Caravan, I think sometime later on. But then they had another phase where they had some West Coast members. I don't know if anybody remembers who are from the West Coast of Newfoundland here. Clev Best, who is a great, wonderful gentleman and musician, and had the opportunity to be involved in some shows with him sometimes. And I just found he was really nice, a nice guy, kind, sweet, gentle. But he was with the Dipsy Doodlers. And so I've met a couple people who were with the Dipsy Doodlers in their second life. Anyway, they're kind of local, and I thought, what the heck, I should play. And I don't, like, it's really hard to get their stuff. Like, it's almost impossible. So I'm not even going to tell you how I got this, really, because it skirts the law in some way, whatever that law is. We're going to play two tracks from the Dipsy Doodlers. And one is called Baby, You Can Count on Me, and Weeping Willow. And Weeping Willow is one of those songs that I mentioned on... Bohannon, Danny Bohannon, who played guitar. And it's one that he wrote and he's playing as well. So here's two tracks. This is early music from, sort of late 50s music from the island. This is the Dipsy Doodlers.
The sun goes down and the stars are bright, and you're depending on the moon for light. Baby, you can count me in. You're the sweetest girl I've ever seen, so even in your pretty dreams, baby, you can count me in. Count me in with all your plans. Count me in, 'cause I'm your man. I'll sit real close and hold you tight, 'cause if you're hunting love tonight, baby, you can count me in. I've got some lovin' if you like my kind. Baby, you can count me in. If you want someone to ask your pa, if you want a brand new son-in-law, well, baby, you can count me in. Count me in, I love you so. Count me in, I wanna know. Happy as we can be, and then someday there may be three. Well, baby, you can count me in.
Couple tracks there from the Dipsy Doodlers, and you heard some crackling in the background. That was not the fact that the studio was on fire or anything like that here. That's simply the age in which, that's the beauty of the age in which this was recorded, 1959 in one day. Dipsy Doodlers. We'll be back to a little bit of other local music, old music, in just a moment, but let's have a new thing in between here because it's old and new. This is from Emily Askew, A-S-K-E-W, if you're looking it up. Emily Askew is a very versatile musician. She grew up playing the fiddle and the recorders and the vielle, which is a medieval fiddle, slightly different than the one that you usually see, bagpipes, shawm, and so on. And she has very wide interests, but she was interested in the connection between folk music as we know it sort of today, kind of the 60s and 70s scare of folk music. But the connection that has to medieval music and Baroque music. And so she studied at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in the UK, graduated with a first class honors BMUS, and she became a keen chamber musician. She's performed with a variety of early music ensembles. They call it early music. It doesn't mean that they get up any sooner than anybody else in the day, but it's not that it's early music. It's not the beginning of music, but it's just sort of, you know, just give them a break. That's what they call it. But she started her own band. She played with her sister, had a couple of three, I think, CDs with her sister, won a number of awards as well. She started the Emily Askew Band as particularly an exploration of folk and early music and how to find out what can happen when you remove the boundaries between those two and you look at them with fresh eyes. And so this is a new release that came out from her. It's called Alchemy. Just got it just weeks ago. It mixes old and new instruments and old harmony with new harmonic and percussive ideas and so on. In order to do it, you know, just this bit of a reality check. These people are not kind of wealthy musicians, just like I don't know what wealthy musicians are like. I'm trying to think of a name of somebody who's actually making money in music. But anyway, they started a Kickstarter campaign. They were trying to raise £2,000 from the UK. So, of course, they raised pounds rather than Canadian dollars. You know, makes sense. To go toward the costs of, you know, what they didn't have in the kitty in order to make this CD. And they ended up raising over £3,500 from 139 backers. And so this is the result. This CD is the result. That's the beauty. You know, if you're not sure the Kickstarter ever works. So this is Emily Askew Band. Two tracks. It's a track with two pieces on it. It's called Begone Doll Care. Begone Doll Care. I mean, this is the sort of thing you have to say when you're involved in a Kickstarter campaign, don't you? Begone Doll Care. And Maiden Lane. But this is what can happen when you use this modern technology of Kickstarter. This is the Emily Askew Band.
Be gone, don't care. I prithee be gone from me. Don't care, thou and I can never agree. While thou hast been tarrying here, vain thou wouldst be killed. But I, faith, don't care, thou never shall have thy will. Too much care will turn a young man grey. Too much care will turn an old man to clay. My wife shall dance and I shall sing so merrily past the day. Cheerful bowl will drive the care away. Hunt the wild boar through.
And that's the Emily Askew Band, and from their latest CD called Alchemy. That was a couple things called Beyond Doll Care and Maiden Lane. You're listening to Babe Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, or www.boire.ca if you're listening on the interweb. And you could also be listening to us on Voice of Bombay, 95.9 in the heart of the Gros Morne National Park in Norris Point, the beautiful Norris Point. Next up, some more old music, and this is from a band called the Brockway Brothers. Now, back in the day, yeah, I've said that a couple times, I'm sorry, I'm not sure which day that is, but this is back when we, in Corner Park here, we had a radio station called VOWN, and you know, there's a bunch of VO, so on, so a VOBB kind of is a hearkening back to that. We have a VOCM, Voice of the Common Man. We have VOWR, Voice of Wesleyan Radio, VOAR. Anyway, it goes on and on. But there was in the, this is the 1940s and 50s and so on, there was a radio station. In fact, it was at the Glen Mill Inn upstairs, VOWN. And every Saturday night at 9 p.m., there would be this show called the Brockway Brothers, and it was Frank Brockway and his brothers and Sister Marge and so on, and they would, some of them, the greatest thing would be if some relatives of the Brockways are actually listening to this show, because they still live in this region, some of them. So I did some, there's not a lot of stuff about them, although I've heard about them over the years from living here for, you know, decades and decades, about the Brockway Brothers and what they did. And finally, I was able to get a copy of some stuff. And again, I'm not going to tell you how, because I can't, you know, under pain of whatever. But I just did it as a journalist, okay? So journalists get away with all kinds of stuff that professors can't get away with or researchers can't get away with. So I was doing that as a journalist, and I found this, got this, recovered it, was given this, whatever. And it's from their radio show. But anyway, they would we'd get together. And so then I looked up some stuff from the Western. So this is from 1943, this discussion about them. And they're just, this is in the Western Star, which is, you know, still exists. You know, there's something new every day, everything in the Western Star. This is what was new back then in August of 1943. And they're talking about the Brockway Brothers and about their, the radio show and the Woodland Echoes and so on. And they were talking about how the fact that they got fan mail from all sections of the West Coast, telephone calls to the station every week since the program went on the air, and the program grows in popularity every week. And so one fan said, because they used to be just on for half an hour, said, there's got to be an hour because half an hour goes by like 5 minutes. And because of their radio appeal, they've been asked to appear at feature attractions, at dances all around the community. There's a rumor that they're going to be at the Barn Dance in connection with the West Coast Agricultural Industrial Fair coming up in September. Okay, reality check, folks. This is 1943. Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. It wasn't called Cornerbrook then, because Cornerbrook wasn't until 1956. West Coast. There's a West Coast Agricultural and Industrial Fair. Like, get your head around that. Like, an agricultural fair back then. We have trouble getting people out to an agricultural fair now in 2017. Anyway. Relax. Put the cuff on. Make sure the blood pressure goes down. So they were playing at a deer Deer Lake at a garden party earlier this year. And Frank himself, Frank Brockway, he was on a bunch of other programs. Like on Wednesday evening, Woodland Echoes, 9:45 p.m., he was on that show. And he had offers to work with a number of other shows. And Woodland Echoes, by the way, this is an interesting thing here as well. And I know I'm sounding like a historian, so forgive me. But they would have letters from different camps, like woods camps around, who they would listen. They would listen to these shows, you know, because they didn't have a lot of connection with the rest of the world. Radio was a beautiful, magical kind of thing. And they had an ever-increasing interest in the program, Woodland Echoes. And they had lots of requests for a longer period and more more songs and so on. And they'd have features. And so at Woodland Echoes coming up, and this is, you know, this is like in 1943, so it's not coming up right now, but Warren Nichols, we're going to talk about logging in days gone by. And Warren Nichols, of course, was involved in what became Nicholsville. So he knows about logging back in the time. And Bob Hines was going to speak with conviction about all types of engines. And every week he talked about problems that engine owners would encounter and methods of combating them. Like, where on the radio dial do you get that kind of information these days? But particularly interesting to lumbermen would be the news about what's going on in the camps, other camps, not just the one that you're stuck in for the winter, but stories of what other lumber men are doing and so on and so forth. And Frank Brockway would appear on the program every week and there'd be requests for music and so on. And the other thing, and okay, I started going on the agriculture thing, but every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m., there was an agricultural program. Okay, reality check, folks. People talk about the broadcast, okay, the fisheries broadcast, as being, you know, well, oh, that's been around forever. Isn't that wonderful? There was actually an agricultural broadcast that came before that or around the same time. There was a farm show, but it got dropped by a lack of vision somewhere. But this is 1943. Locally, they have an agricultural program every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. And on this particular Wednesday, this is the Western Star piece that I was reading, Jeffrey G. Anderson, a popular district agriculturalist, was going to talk about the necessity of minerals in the diet of cattle. They had cattle here in 1943. Oh, whoa. Anyway, so I was getting... But anyway, those broadcasts, I'm just saying we're trying to go back to where we were. And that's going to be such a movement forward for us to be able to do that. As a province, as a region, as human beings. Anyway, okay, so the broadcast of the agricultural program, woo, over the top. Would have advice to farmers and comments about various things that were of interest and so on to further the work of the Department of Agriculture. We actually had a Department of Agriculture back then. We don't anymore. Anyway, well, they're not called that anyway. So where was I? Oh, yeah, the Brockway brothers. Yes. So he would appear on all of these programs. And the radio station also felt a responsibility to have these programs on. And it took them for a while to get a piano in. And they all apologized to the listeners that, oh, we don't have very much local music because the piano hasn't arrived yet. The Rotary Arts Center, which is here in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, got the piano that came from CBC in St. John's because they got rid of the piano as a piano that Glenn Gould played and so on. Radio stations are getting rid of stuff that made it possible to have local musicians playing regional. Anyway, I'm sounding a bit like a missionary here. I'm sorry about that. But anyways, get rid of that. Let's just listen to the Brockway brothers. So this is from one of their shows. And they do a medley of jigs and reels and then a song. And it gives you an idea of what, in 1943 and later, this is the kind of thing that you would have heard on local radio. And so in some ways, in some small ways, in some minor kind of humble ways, Bay of Islands Radio and Voice of Bombay and so on are trying to bring that vision back. If we go back to that past, we'll be going so far ahead.
And as usual, we're going to open her up with a program, a medley of jigs and reels, okay, boys, when you're ready. Thank you. is Frank Rockway now, and he opens the program with a number for which he has received numerous requests. I'm Through Wasting Tears on You. Here's Frank.
I'm through wasting tears on you. There's nothing else that I could do. 'Cause darn your hide, you done me wrong, then left me sad and blue. I'm through wasting tears on you. I've been roaming around all the time. It seems you were always on my mind. The day will come when you will wish that we were never through. I'm through wasting tears on you. I'm through wasting tears on you. And now I feel glad that we're through. So I'll just hold my head up high. You can laugh or you can cry. I'm through wasting tears on you. I'm through wasting tears on you. And now all my gray skies are blue. 'Cause darn your hide, I've found a pal that's twice as good as you. I'm through wasting tears on you. I never thought that I could let you go. 'Cause in my heart I really love you so. I've found at last that I can laugh and say goodbye to you. I'm through wasting tears on you. I've been roaming around all the time. It seems that you were always on my mind. The day will come when you will wish that we were never through. I'm through wasting tears on you.
Thank you, Frank.
I am your true shepherd. I will lead you there. Beside still waters. Come and meet me in the middle of the air. I will meet you in the middle of the air. I will lay you down in pastures green and fair. Every soul shall be restored. I will meet them in the middle of the air. Come and meet me in the middle of the air. Through the lonesome valley, my rod and staff you bear. Fear not death's dark shadow. I will meet you in the middle of the air. Come and meet me in the middle of the air. With oil I shall anoint you. A table shall I prepare. Your cup will runneth over. Come and meet me in the middle of the air. I will meet you in the middle of the air. In my house you'll dwell forever. You shall not want for care. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you. Come and meet me in the middle of the air. I will meet you in the middle of the air. Come and meet me in the middle of the air. And
that was a little bit of a gospel number. Kind of caught me off guard. And there's a guy called Paul Kelly. I got kind of in a sort of preaching mood there when I was talking about the Brockway brothers and so on and what used to happen in terms of community radio. So I felt like I needed to sort of cleanse us all. And I played, it was Paul Kelly and the Stormwater Boys. And Paul Kelly is, I'll play some more of his, I promise, later. He's really important. Like he's not very well known in North America, but he's from Australia. And he's legendary in Australia, just sort of like Bob Dylan or Neil Young or, you know, somebody like that, or Bruce Coburn or whatever, you know, Joni Mitchell. He's got like 20-some studio albums and a bunch of live albums. And so he got the Order of Australia just this past year. And that was from one of his many incarnations where he has a bluegrass band called the Stormwater Boys. Excuse me. And it's very, very hard to write a bluegrass song. A gospel bluegrass song that sounds like it was written 50 years ago, but that certainly makes the grade. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if my undertaker is listening, I don't have an undertaker, whatever. You know, it's this kind of song that you'd want to have at your funeral. So we heard the Brockway brothers and Sister Marge, and then Paul Kelly. So let's go on to another new release. And I don't think I was sort of fooling around making myself some tea, so I don't know if I've even got it queued up. But this is a band called the Drystones. And the Drystones are a couple of young chaps from Somerset. They made their debut album at the age of 16, which, you know, it's okay. And I guess they're into their third album now, and this just came out. So this is another new release. And they play fiddle and flute, guitar, and so on. And they sort of came together as a fluke because somebody had, one of the guys, his father had ran a folk club, and whoever was supposed to be there had decided not to show up. And so he just sort of called somebody and decided to go ahead and do it. So they've done very well for themselves because they ended up at a few very large festivals by just kind of happenstance, or just kind of being around. And so this is the CD that they just put out this fall. It's called We Happy Few. And they thank, they had, you know, the Queen Vic and Pretty. Pretty is the community in UK where they live, where they play regularly. And Cheddar Ales, which made it all possible, they said. But this is a song called Katie Cruel, which it's kind of an American song, but they're trying to make it sound English. This is a young band from the UK called the Drystones.
When first I came to town, they called me the Roving Jewel. And now they've changed their tune, and now they call me Katie Cruel. And when first I came to town, they brought me the bottles plenty. And now they've changed their tune, and now they bring me the bottles empty. Oh, that I was where I would be, then I would be where I am not here. I am where I must be, where I would be, I cannot. Oh, that I was where I would be, then I would be where I am not here. I am where I must be, where I would be, I cannot. I know who it is that I love, and I know who it is that loves me. I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. Through the woods I go, and through the bogs and mire. Straight ways down the road, and to my heart's desire. Oh, that I was where I would be, then I would be where I am not here. I am where I must be, where I would be, I cannot. Oh, that I was where I would be, then I would be where I am not here. I am where I must be, where I would be, I cannot. Eyes as bright as coal, and lips as bright as cherry. And 'tis her delight to make the young girls merry. And when first I came to town, they called me the Roving Jewel. And now they've changed their tune, and now they call me Katie Crew. Oh, that I was where I would be then, I would be where I am not here. I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, that I was where I would be then, I would be where I am not here. I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot.
A lovely sound there. That's the Drystones and a young duo from the UK. So that's in the new part of the show. We're doing old and new. So we have another new piece that we're going to play. This is from a band that comes from Marseille in France. It's called Moussou Té Les Jovins. And they're a multicultural mix. They're very proud of the melange of traditions and influences in Marseille. And they take their inspiration from Marseille in the 30s and 20s and 30s and so on, when it became a very multicultural mix, a veritable musical melting pot. And songs from Provençal, you know, could be heard alongside local operettas or music that was bursting onto the scene. A lot of blues, a lot of jazz, a lot of music from the West Indies, a lot of Brazilian music as well. So there's some Brazilian members of this band. And so it provides the backdrop for the group's songs. They have like sea shanties and harbor shanties, you know, reeking of the briny air and the shipyards and so on and so forth. But they've created this dialogue between tradition, that old Marseille, and modernity, that new Marseille. So this is from their ninth CD, which just came out this fall. And I'll play a track called Louise B. And it's named after, I believe, based on the indications from the lyrics and the pictures in the liner notes, on Louise Brooks, who was a movie actress, American movie actress in the early part of the 1900s, 20s, 30s, and so on, made a number of important movies in Europe. If you think of the flapper image, you know, the bobbed hair and all that, that was Louise Brooks. And she made some movies in France which were seen as being very on the edge and unusual, and sort of fits this band. So here's a track sort of dedicated to her. So this is some new music from Marseille.
Louise, toi qui danses sur l'écran, dans un monde en noir et blanc, où seul le piano parle. Louise, les yeux des millions d'amoureux, soudain s'allument et prennent feu, lorsque la caméra s'emballe. Comme un spectre malicieux, quel que soit l'heure ou le lieu, tu rentres dans mon arène. Louise, au nom de mes amours, je te reconnais toujours quand tu viens jouer ta scène. Louise, quand tourne le projecteur, on devine bien les chaleurs de ces messieurs de la censure. Tu congédies les bien-pensants et tu poursuis l'aventure. Comme un spectre malicieux, quel que soit l'heure ou le lieu, tu rentres dans mon arène. Louise, au nom de mes amours, je te reconnais toujours quand tu viens jouer ta scène. Je trouverai bien des moyens d'entrer dans la supporte le temps ou le sol. Quand la lumière touche ton corps, tu rends l'amour ridicule.
And that is music from Marseille, some new music there. And we're coming up to the end of our show here on Roots and Branches and Beyond, Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, and Voice of Bombay, 95.9. My name is Ivan Emke. I'll be with you again next week at the same time. And we'll just end off with, I usually like to play a fair bit of cover music occasionally, kind of funny, interesting, odd versions. So this is from Chris Ardoin. And Double Clutchin', and Chris Ardoin, the Ardoin family has been a Creole and Zydeco music family since its inception many, many years ago. So they, young Chris, started when he was about 4 years old, picked up an accordion at a gumbo cook-off, and since then he's been playing. He joined his extended family on stage at Carnegie Hall, playing Cajun and music and so on. And so this is a track that they recorded, which is Your Love Keeps Me Lifting Me Higher, which you might know because it was composed by Jackie Wilson. And Jackie Wilson never really quite got the same claim to fame that his peers like Ray Charles or Sam Cooke or James Brown and so on. But he churned out a lot of memorable hits in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and so on. So his brassy, this very energetic song called Higher and Higher reached up on the charts back in the late 60s, I think it was on the charts. And so it was one of his most memorable. But it's kind of a nice way to go out. So I hope you have a great week. Take care of yourselves and those around you. And, you know, just keep shoveling. We'll be okay. It's fine. It's winter. It's the middle of January. And I'll see you next week. This is a big question.